Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold NDA rally in Palnadu, Andhra Pradesh this afternoon. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India needs to focus on manufacturing to counter China. Enforcement Directorate summons Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in an alleged money laundering case in Delhi Jal Board. Indian athlete Gulveer Singh shatters 16-year-old national record by finishing second at 10,000 meter race at the 10 in California. And in women's Premier League cricket, summit clash between Royal Challengers Bangalore and Delhi Capitals to be held in New Delhi this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a Grand National Democratic Alliance rally Prajagalam in Palnadu district, Andhra Pradesh this evening. He will also be participating in the NDA political meeting of Bharatiya Janata Party, Telugu Desam Party, Janasena Party, setting the stage for the coming general and state assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh. The Telugu Desam Party has recently rejoined the NDA fold after a gap of 5 years. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive at the Gannavaram Airport from New Delhi at 4:10 p.m. and travel to Bopudi near Chilakalurupet by air, where he will address a public meeting. Name Parajaglam, the meeting will mark the first NDA election meeting in Andhra Pradesh in the run-up to the simultaneous Legislative Assembly and Lok Sabha polls scheduled on May 13. Mr. Modi will be joined by Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu and Janasena Party Chief Pavan Kalyan in the public meeting. This is the first joint public meeting of NDA partners in Andhra Pradesh after 10 years. The Prime Minister will return to the Gannavaram Airport at 6:55 p.m. and leave for Hyderabad. Chirag Jha with a report from Alu Murali, Akashwani News, News Desk.
The Prime Minister is holding mega road shows and rallies in southern states since Friday as part of the party's election campaign for Lok Sabha polls. Mr. Modi will address public meetings in Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu and Telangana tomorrow and the day after. Andhra Pradesh State Chief Electoral Officer Mukesh Kumar Meena has ordered the district election officers to remove the hoardings, posters and cutouts with political announcements for government offices and public places by 3 p.m. today. He held a review meeting through video conferencing with all the district election officers on the strict enforcement of the Model Code of Conduct for elections across the state. During the review meeting, the Chief Electoral Officer ordered the officials to remove those hoardings, posters and cutouts immediately from the vicinity of the state secretariat. He also reviewed aspects such as flying squad teams extensively touring the field, the wide use of electronic seizure management system, and timely resolution of complaints received through the C-Vigil app. In Tripura, the State Election Department is gearing up its machinery for the ensuing Lok Sabha elections for 2 seats to be held on the 19th and 26th April. Polling for Tripura West seat will be held on 19th April and for Tripura East seat on 26th April. The by-election to the Ramnagar Assembly seat will be held on the 19th of April. The by-poll has been necessitated following the demise of BJP's sitting MLA, Surajit Datta. Officials said over 28.56 lakh electorate in the state is eligible to exercise its franchise. Talking to Akashwani News, Tripura's Chief Electoral Officer Puneet Agrawal said there will be over 3,300 polling stations in the state, including model polling stations and 2 all-women-managed polling stations in each assembly segment. So far, 70 companies of Central Armed Police Force and BSF personnel have reached Tripura. The BJP has fielded former Chief Minister Biplab Kumar Deb from Tripura West seat and Maharani Kriti Singh Debu Verma from Tripura East. The Congress has nominated Kashish Kumar Saha against Biplab Kumar Deb. After the announcement of the Lok Sabha elections and assembly elections in 4 states, the Election Commission has issued directions for effective enforcement of provisions of the Model Code of Conduct. In a letter to the Cabinet Secretary, Chief Secretaries of all states and Chief Electoral Officers, the Commission said, no advertisement shall be issued in electronic and print media highlighting the achievements of the government at the cost of the public exchequer. It said the Chief Electoral Officers and District Election Officers have to take immediate action to remove or stop any advertisement showing the achievements of the government soon after the announcement of elections. The CEOs will also have to take immediate action to remove or hide the photographs of any political functionary from official websites of the State Department. The Commission said the poll-going states shall have a complaint redressal mechanism on website and call center. The toll-free number of the call center is 1950. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he distributed agricultural drones to girls in villages to break the social psyche that does not approve of women driving even tractors. Delivering the keynote address at the India Today conclave in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said he distributed 1,000 drones to women self-help groups in villages under the Namo Drone Didi Yojana.
गांव की जिन महिलाओं ने कभी साइकिल तक नहीं चलाई होगी वो अब गांव में ड्रोन पायलट के रूप में जानी जाती है और ये सिर्फ एक ड्रोन देने का कार्यक्रम वही मैं किसी नौजवान को भी दे सकता था। मैंने बहुत सोच समझ करके बहनों के हाथ में दिया है क्योंकि आज भी किसी गांव में एकाध बेटी अगर ट्रैक्टर चलाती है तो पूरे गाँव में अजूबा होता है सर बेटी ट्रैक्टर मुझे साइकिल को तोड़ना है.
The Prime Minister said the BJP government in the last 10 years has developed an entirely new model of governance with a focus on the person at the bottom of the list of priorities. Mr. Modi asserted that India will continue to develop at a faster pace even though the entire world is caught in a whirlpool of uncertainty.
Aaj jahan puri duniya anishchitta ke bhavar mein phansi hui hai, ek bhav bahut nishchit hai कि भारत तेज गति से विकास करता रहेगा. आज मूल ऑफ द नेशन भारत को दुनिया की तीसरी बड़ी इकोनॉमी बनाने का कह रहा है.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that India needs to be prepared domestically by focusing on manufacturing to counter China. Speaking at the India Today conclave yesterday, he said if you need to deal with China, you need to have an economy which is geared up for it. Dr. Jaishankar said it is not just about the boundary issue, but there are major economic issues as well. The External Affairs Minister said it was only in the last decade that India started focusing on its manufacturing sector to take on China.
The fact is, it's not today, or I agree since 2020 the relationship has become much more complicated, I accept that. But it was building up over a period of time. So the first thing is we've got to recognize today that we have really, in a way, a very challenging competitive neighbor. There are serious issues. Over a period of time in our history, many of those issues have not been resolved. Some have aggravated. It isn't just a boundary issue. There are, we have common neighbors. We have a common periphery. There is competition there. There are very major economic issues.
Dr. Jaishankar noted that while the relationship with China deteriorated after the 2020 Galwan clashes, the tensions were building up over a period of time. Speaking about the military-level talks with China, Dr. Jaishankar said there are issues related to border patrolling because both the forces are forward-deployed. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates on the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024 Special Program on General Elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 PM on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned for Lok Prasara Kisar Lok Nirnay 2024.
The Enforcement Directorate ED has summoned Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case linked to alleged irregularities in the Delhi Jal Board DJP. He has been asked to depose before the investigation agency at its office in the national capital tomorrow and record his statement under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA. This is the second case registered under PMLA in which Mr. Kejriwal has been summoned. He is already facing summons in the Delhi Excise Policy-linked money laundering case. Till now, Mr. Kejriwal has skipped 8 summons in the case, terming them illegal. The 9th notice has been sent to him to appear before the ED on the 21st of this month. The ED in the DJB case has alleged that bribe money generated from corruption in a contract issued by DJB was passed as election funds to the AAP. Last month, the agency conducted several raids as part of this investigation. The CBI alleged in its FIR that former chief engineer of DJB, Jagdish Kumar Arora, awarded a contract of the board to a company for a total cost of 38 crore rupees, even though the company did not meet the technical eligibility criteria. The ED had already arrested Arora and a contractor named Anil Kumar Agarwal in this case in January this year. Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh's Akhil Bharatiya Pratinidhi Sabha today re-elected Dr. Seya Hosabale to the post of Sarkariva or General Secretary. In a social media post, RSS said Mr. Hosabale has been re-elected for the period from 2024 to 2027. He has been serving as Sarkariva since 2021. The Indian Navy has successfully rescued 17 crew members of a hijacked cargo vessel MV Ruin and captured all 35 pirates from it. The Indian Navy said INS Kolkata intercepted the pirate ship, which was sailing almost 2,600 kilometers from the Indian shores, and forced it to stop through calibrated actions. The operation lasted for 40 hours. Later, the vessel was sanitized for the presence of illegal arms, ammunition, and contraband. The Maltese-flagged vessel was hijacked in December last year near the Yanini island of Socotra. In Iceland, a volcano has erupted in Reykjanes Peninsula, marking the fourth eruption since December. The volcano unleashed smoke and bright orange lava into the air. A state of emergency has been declared in southern Iceland, prompting evacuation of nearby areas, including renowned tourist attraction Blue Lagoon. Operations at Iceland's Keflavik International Airport and other regional airports remain unaffected by the explosion. Indian athlete Gulveer Singh shattered a 16-year-old national record by over 20 seconds by clocking 27.41.81, that's 27 minutes 41.81 seconds in the 10 event at San Juan Capistrano in California. The 25-year-old finished second in the men's 10,000-meter race on Saturday. However, the Asian Games bronze medalist failed to qualify for Paris Olympic Games as he missed the qualification time of 27 minutes by over 41 seconds. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, the summit clash between Royal Challengers Bangalore and Delhi Capitals will be held at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. The Smriti Mandhana-led RCB defeated defending champions Mumbai Indians by 5 rounds in the semi-final on Friday, while table toppers Meg Lanning-led Delhi Capitals entered the final directly. They won 6 of the 8 games in the tournament as against Royal Challengers, who won only 4 games. 6-time Miami Open champion Novak Djokovic confirmed to pull out of the upcoming tennis tournament yesterday. The top-ranked 36-year-old Serbian star apologized to his Miami fans on a social media platform, citing the balance between his private and professional schedule at this stage of his career. The main draw of the Miami Open is set to begin on Tuesday, and the final will be played on the 30th of March. The Indian Army contingent departed for Seychelles today to participate in the 10th edition of Joint Military Exercise L'Amitié 2024 between the Indian Army and the Seychelles Defence Forces SDF. The joint exercise will be conducted in Seychelles from tomorrow till the 27th of this month. L'Amitié, meaning friendship in the Creole language, is a biennial training event and has been conducted in Seychelles since 2001. 45 personnel from Gurkha Rifles of the Indian Army and SDF will participate in the exercise. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold NDA rally in Palnadu, Andhra Pradesh this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar says India needs to focus on manufacturing to counter China. Enforcement Director summons Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in an alleged money laundering case in Delhi Jal Board. Indian athlete Gulveer Singh shatters 16-year-old national record by finishing second at 10,000-meter race at the 10th in California. And in women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals to take on Royal Challengers Bangalore in the summit clash this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in. With that, we end the midday news.